Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, this is Jen Campus, author of Love in Every Bite, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
<laughs> 720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And on the line with us now is one of the leading figures in food, especially when it comes to influencing and sharing some of the best people and places in the culinary community. She's one of the founders of Yummy Nation and the author of the new book, Love in Every Bite. It's Jen Campus. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me.
What was so cool about the book, you know, and granted, there are some great recipes, some great selections, some beautiful pictures in there. We're going to talk about all of that. But one of the things I thought was so interesting is just this whole concept of intentional cooking. Obviously, you have some intentions with the book. You want it to achieve this. You want to share this and that for a reason. But just like as kind of a phenomenon, kind of fill us in on what that is.
Well, intentional cooking is really, it's really a mindset. It's a way of sort of going into your kitchen and having a relationship with it and with the people that you're planning to feed. So oftentimes people want to make an impression on someone, or they want to fire up a little romance, and so they decide, okay, I'm going to go in the kitchen and I'm going to make something that's going to win this person's heart over. And so the point about the intentional part of it is to make sure that you are thinking about those things when you're cooking, that you can bring life to your food by thinking about why you are actually cooking. So it's not just about the raw ingredients, which is also an important aspect of it, but it's also about why you're doing it, why you've chosen to take those steps to go and shop for those ingredients, to go and pick out a recipe and then make it for someone. So it's really about just having more of a relationship with your food and with the people that you're cooking for.
It makes sense, and it's the kind of thing that has always been around, and we've always heard, okay, you're sick, you need chicken soup. And,
yeah.
And apparently maybe there's some medicinal properties in there for that, and you kind of touched on it a little bit with the love side of things, and you've got aphrodisiacs or things that at least throughout history have some kind of effect, right? Or something,
yeah,
to kind of like set the mood. But I hadn't really thought of it like that. You know, but it is the absolute truth. And when we talk with so many, food people and chefs or people that are passionate or working in and around the industry, one of the things that they share is that they love pleasing people. And that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. It's really a driving force, I would say. And I think that, you know, most people, when they do cook, whether they are a chef or a home cook, I think when they're cooking for their families or for their patrons or whoever it is, it really is an expression of love. It's an expression of creativity, but it's more an expression of love, which is why I think that when people eat the food of people like that, they're like, why is this so good? Why does this taste so good? Why does this thing with three ingredients taste like ambrosia? And it's because there is an energetic component to the food that we prepare, because energy transfers from object to object, from thing to thing. And so if you are thinking about somebody when you're cooking something for them, that love or that intention of goodwill or happiness or health or peace or whatever you want it to be really does go into the food.
Well, the book itself is coming from a place of love, right? It is the kind of thing you put in things that you like. You took beautiful pictures of things that you enjoy and that you love to share, and you're going to share them with the world, right? You're putting the book out. But let's talk about it. This is your first book. What was the inspiration just to be able to showcase some of these things you love, share them with people? Or were you thinking, like, this is something I'd like to do? I'd like to be able to do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's definitely something I would like to do on a regular basis. I think that, you know, there's no shortage of need for love in the world. And I think that it's just a great way to show people how you can love every day in really simple, mundane practices and bring them from the mundane to the more mystical or esoteric or just plain old good love. You know, it's really a simple thing to learn and to do. and it doesn't take a lot of extra time to do it. And I just wanted to share that with people to let them know, you know, that it's possible to do this and that's fun. And it's just a way to add another dimension to what you're already doing in the kitchen.
Well, when you started sitting down and saying, here's what I want to have in the book, obviously the essential, no pun intended, ingredients is you have to have recipes and you have to have those. But you went a step further and really described why that item was in the book and what it meant to you as well.
Right, because I think a lot of people just, you know, they maybe have heard about, you know, cooking with intention or things like that, but they really think, oh gosh, you know, I don't know what the properties of sage or rosemary is. But I wanted to take sort of more practical, everyday herbs and spices and foods that people use every day and sort of, you know, give people a little jump start, maybe a little education into what kinds of folk mythology plays into the properties of those particular things so that they can, you know, think of that. That helps people to do the intentional thinking when they're cooking, when they sort of know different properties of the foods that they're working with.
We want to let people know that we're talking with Jen Campos. She's the author of Love in Every Bite. It is a new book. Now, for this first one, you decided to kind of focus on the foods of the Mediterranean. Now, this is an area of the world that is renowned and filled with passion. So let's talk about some of your favorite dishes within the book that you included.
Yeah, I have to say I love my stuffed fig recipe. That one is it's really just so beautiful to see and to eat, and it's so easy to make. It's only three ingredients. And so I thought that was also part of my thinking around the book too, was to make recipes for people that are not complicated and that don't add a lot of mystery in terms of how to make them and how to source the ingredients. So the fig recipe is one of those because it's beautifully seasonal. You can put it out there on a tray, you know, for a party that you're having, a cocktail party, a nice summer party, and people just are like, wow.
It does look really great because it's got this super vibrant, refreshing look to it. And then, of course, you've got the sweetness that you know is there with the figs.
Yeah, exactly. So that's definitely one of my favorites to pull out. It's something that we make a lot at home during the summer when figs are in season. It's just, you know, it's an easy go-to sort of thing that works really well.
And to let the listeners know, and we talked a little bit about the descriptions of the recipes and kind of that backstory on some of them, is Jen has, all, you know, added in a little Greek mythology. Right, you've gone into some of the history with the gods and goddesses and ancient civilizations and Cleopatra's favorite food. And so think about it, is you really feel once you're making this and eating this that you are a part not only of the dish itself, but a part of history. It's great.
Part of history. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Well, I am a bit of a mythology geek, so I got to put some of that stuff in there.
Well, some of the other things that you put in there, and you put in ingredients that were relatively simple. You wanted the book and the recipes to be approachable, but you did put in kind of cool stuff that you don't see every day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some of like the different syrups and things like that, which I think, you know, do lend a little bit of fun and excitement to the dishes, because I think that really had to be part of the component of the book. You can't just have, you know, really good and wholesome recipes that are easy to make if it's going to be really tasteful and talking about love and all of those sorts of things. You sort of want to add a little bit of mystery and a little bit of excitement to the dishes. So, yeah, and a lot of the recipes I add, you know, one or two ingredients, maybe like, you know, some of the flavored syrups and things like that, that you can make at home. And, you know, I talk about that in the book, how to make them. But just really add an extra element to the recipe so that when people taste them, they say, wow, this has something in it that is definitely special. What is it? And it's a great conversation starter and a great way to keep talking about everybody's favorite thing, food.
Well, and you do put selections in there, and there's some meal planning as well. So you've got everything from antipastos and entrees to some desserts. So name what for you, and I'm sure you love them all, but what's your favorite entree that you guys have in the new book?
I really like the Mediterranean winter stew. I love making stews in the winter. I have my crock pot going on downstairs right now making stew. There's just something that's just so gratifying about making a hearty meal for your family. And so there's a lot of great vegetables in there, as well as the meat, and a little bit of cinnamon and prunes in there that just bring out some sweetness into it, but it's not overpowering at all in the taste. Like if you take a bite of it, you're not going to say, okay, I'm tasting prunes in here. It adds a sweetness that is really kind of special. And that's definitely one of my favorites.
The selections are great and the intention is absolutely great as well, as far as, you know, is love in every bite is the name of the book. And again, you have recipes that span the entire scope of eating, you know, from the appetizers to the entrees to the desserts. And of course, we can get it. I know that the book is out now and people can go ahead and get it online. So how can people get a copy of their own of this new book?
It's available on Amazon, so they can just go and search for Love in Every Bite on Amazon through the Amazon Kindle. And it's also free for Kindle Unlimited subscribers. So if you are a Kindle Unlimited member, you can read the book for free. And it has a great preview, actually, on Amazon. So if you want to learn more about, you know, intentional eating and what is this really all about, and it sounds intriguing, but I'm not really sure it's for me, Go take a look, check it out, because it definitely gives you a lot of information and you can decide whether the book is right for you.
And although the book is a great example of the kind of things that you're doing and an example of some of the passion that you have for cooking, you do so much more too as one of the founders of Yummy Nation. So if people want to catch up with you and all the things that you're doing, Jen Campos, where can they go?
They can go to my blog, yumqueen.com, or they can definitely go to yummination.com, and that's yummy with an I-E.
Jen Campos, she is the author of Love in Every Bite, and of course, one of the founders and driving forces behind Yummy Nation. Thanks so much for being in WGN.
Thank you so much, Dane. It was great talking to you.